Joined now by Conor Glass of Wattie Graham's Glen and, of course, a Derry footballer. Conor, we're here at the launch of AIB's GAA Club Championship and AIB Camogie Club Championships that will see AIB celebrating hashtag the toughest players of all, those who don't quit, those who keep going and persevere no matter what. These characteristics define the players who come back year after year and show up for their club when it matters most. Conor, how are you?
I'm really good. It's obviously Championship week, so looking forward to the weekend.
My first question is about the club name. Which do ye as players call it? Which do you prefer? Do you prefer being called Wattie Graham's? Do you prefer being called Wattie Graham's Glen? Or do you prefer being called Glen? Because I've heard all three variations and I'm quite curious.
I think just Glen. It's just quick and easy to say. But happy with all three of them.
Yeah. Happy with a county title this year. Was that your first ever? It certainly looked like it the way you celebrated it.
It was our first senior county title in, I think it was 73 years of our existence. So obviously a special moment for our, not only the team, but our friends and our family and the community as a whole. So it's good.
Try and relive those celebrations at the end of the game, because I saw the footage and I thought, wow, this is special. This is what we missed over the last couple of years. That probably made it even more special. And I thought to myself as well, this is one of the reasons this man came back from Australia.
Yeah, this was the reason I came back. And to do it my first year was something pretty special. And I guess the scenes after the game was just a feeling of relief. We've been knocking the door down the past 3 or 4 years, so to finally get over the line and get over the line against our neighbours made it even better. And just walking those stairs to Celtic Park it was an amazing feeling.
I think it was made even nicer as well that Schlochneil, although they desperately wanted it, didn't in any way deny you. They weren't in any way feeling hard done by. They were actually kind of glad for you because they know what it is to have success and you share a parish as well. So that was kind of a nice side to it as well, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Like their sportsmanship after the game was second to none. And like we would play a lot of those boys up in Derry and stuff like that. And you said it'd be shared parish. Like if nothing really separates us. And they've had their time in the sun the past 6-7 years. Like, and they know what it takes to win one. So they weren't in any way annoyed, and I guess the way the game was played, like they didn't really, there was always that margin that we were always ahead, and they it didn't take it too harshly.
I suppose they have a senior hurling title as well, so they're not feeling too bad about life at the moment. What about you? I think you came back kind of pretty much at the worst point of lockdown. You were a professional athlete in Australia, you could have stayed there, but you chose to come back. From that journey of arriving back during lockdown to winning the county title, did you feel vindication at the end at the full-time whistle, or how did you feel? Like, would you have still have been happy with your decision even if you didn't win that game?
I definitely would have been questioning my decision if we hadn't won that game. But like after the game, after the final whistle, I just burst into tears. As I mentioned before, it was just the relief was taken off your shoulder and all those decisions you made to make to come home and all the hard work you put in was just totally worth it in the end.
I know you're a modest guy, but do you think other guys, when they saw you coming home and making the sacrifice that you did, do you think they maybe upped their work rate as well? And maybe seeing someone like you coming back and giving up what you gave up, they kind of bought into it even more than they already had. And don't get me wrong, I'm not questioning them. I know that you were putting in an effort before this and you came close and whatever, but just that extra few percent maybe.
I think so. Look, I helped a lot of the players in any way I could, whether it be lifestyle or on field, like mentally or physically and stuff like that. So I would have helped them along the way. I'm not saying that I made the difference. Like, obviously, we had Malachy Rourke in this year, which is massive at club level. So I guess all the pieces kind of they came together this year, and that was kind of the reason for our success.
What makes Malachy such a good manager?
It's hard to put into one sentence, really. Like his past performances, his past, like, I don't know, over the last 20 years, 30 years, like his performances and his successfulness have shone through. Like, and not only him, but Ryan Porter as well, his right hand man. Both of them work side to side and work perfect together, and they know how to get best out of the players. And he's as modest as they come as well. He's just a good man to be around.
He always comes across as a very nice fella, a very decent fella. You've worked with some very good managers, Rory Gallagher at Derry as well. And look, today is about club. We don't have to dive too much in with Derry. You were unlucky not to beat Donegal this year, but things are on the up. And again, that might be a vindication to you for coming home because you got promoted in the league. Probably should have beaten Donegal. You came up with a performance that day, so you must be very satisfied with that element as well.
Absolutely. Look, Derry's probably done it tough the past 5 years. They're definitely not a Division 4 side or Division 3 side, and thankfully we have the best players in Derry playing for the county now, whereas we didn't have in the last 5 years. And Rory Gallagher, as you said, he's a great manager and he's very technical and he knows how to push the players and he knows how to get along with the players. And similar to Glenn this year, the kind of the pieces of the puzzle are kind of coming together, and hopefully we can push on again, obviously after a difficult loss against Donegal, but we're going in the right direction.
You certainly are, and we'll talk more about the county scene in the coming months and at the start of next year. But what about this weekend? You've got a big one against St Eunan's of Donegal in their ground in the AIB Ulster Club Championship this Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, obviously a very tough game. This is unknown territory to us. Our sole focus was getting to Derry, the Derry final, and winning Derry. Like, and this is, we didn't even think about this until last week. But it's going to be a difficult challenge. Obviously, St Eunan's are there for a reason and in their home ground, so they'll know every blade of grass in that place. And it's obviously going to be a tough challenge, but we're definitely up for the challenge.
Was it good to have something to focus on after a couple of days celebrating, you know, to get everyone back together, to get working again, to have a goal to aim for, to say to yourselves, you know what, this has been the best year ever, regardless of what happens, but you know what, we've got something big to fight for. Let's go for it. Let's put in an effort for this because we don't know if we'll be back.
Absolutely. I guess, you know, yourself, after our first championship win, it's good to get back into some sort of routine after the 3 or 4 days celebrating. But we're obviously putting our head down. We're going to work hard the next couple of days. And yeah, we'll definitely be up for the challenge this weekend.
Conor, the very best of luck. And thanks for joining us at the launch of the AIB Club Championship.
Thank you very much, Oisín.